Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and happy Sunday to all of our intrepid listeners. Well, Ed, you know, we're still having everybody talking about COVID-19, about coronavirus. Well, I'm glad to say that we're about to start transitioning at CHI Memorial, and starting tomorrow, we're going to begin transitioning back towards live patients in the office. Not all at once. It's going to be a gradual process, just like it probably will be for the community and for the country, as a matter of fact, as businesses are reopening and readapting to this new way of life. So, you know, just to remind everybody, CHI Memorial is still open. Our offices are open. We're still seeing patients. Now, granted, things are different. There are some specialty services that had been essentially shut down. They are also, as we've learned how to deal with coronavirus, they're going to be opening up, again, elective surgeries, elective procedures with certain screening procedures. So screening will be different for people. And we are still talking amongst ourselves, the providers, on a daily basis. We have a mass meeting of every single CHI provider every Thursday, every primary care provider, and a lot of the specialists as well, along with infectious disease and some of the administration. So every Thursday, to make sure we are up to date and talking about the current CDC guidelines and making sure that we are doing the right thing as we know at the time. And we are adapting and changing, just like Ed, I'm sure you are, in your business as we learn new things. So the good news is we're moving along and we are going to be moving back towards some sense of normalcy as we've been almost 100% telemedicine for the last, oh gosh, what has it been, 4 to 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks now, kind of lost count. So the good thing is, Ed, we've learned new things. You probably have too. We have new practices in the office that'll keep people safer in the long run for years to come. We've now learned so many different technological ways to do telemedicine, and that is not a bad thing. I've found so many places I can incorporate that into my work and be a better physician by doing this and serve my people better. And I think all of us have learned that. So, you know, overall, like we've said for, I think, the entire time, this is just a transition period. We're going to get through it. We'll help each other through it. All of us will get through it together. It's not something to be fearful about. You need to be cautious, careful, learn cleanliness, learn safe practices, but learn from this and come out of it better on the far end than you were on the beginning. That's as an individual and also as a country and as a world. I think we will come out and learn and be better after this, not worse off, despite all of the tragedy that's happened with this. So I hear so many fear mongers when I turn on the TV, and I still watch the news, but sometimes it's a bit depressing. I have to remind myself that, you know, bad news sells. And I prefer to give the good news, and the good news is that of hope, and we're all going to be okay, and we'll learn from this as a country, as a whole. So anyway, it's good to thank CHI Memorial once again for being an amazing company for which to work. And hopefully one day we will get to build that hospital. I know there's going to be, no one has told me this, but I'm guessing a delay in that, and that's fine. I mean, no one predicted a worldwide pandemic, and who could even imagine a year ago that this would be happening this time of the year? But they are still providing wonderful medical care to this entire region and continue to be sponsors of our show, for which we are grateful, and I will continue to let you know what we are doing. So no fear, people. It doesn't matter which provider you're with. We're out there. We'll take care of you. It's going to be okay. Ed, how about you? What's happened in your week?
Thank you, my friend. And thank you for reassuring people that on many levels, one of which is totally in agreement, is there will be gifts that come from this that are unimaginable. There also are casualties. We will rebuild those. We will put a hand out and help others. we have to get this economy going, or else that would be the far more devastation than any thoughts of the virus. Now that we've distilled numbers down to accurate numbers, we are looking at far less risk than we first really imagined. And the biggest thing is that, you know, people who are compromised significantly with health, they may need to take more of their own sense of protection than what government should step in and do. That doesn't mean that government shouldn't have the place to regulate a lot of stuff. I agree with that. But this virus is not going away overnight. It will be around with us for a long time. And the compromised people are the ones who are the ones at risk. I have had more physicians send people into Nutrition World over the past 6 weeks with advice to their patients to bolster their immune system through the use of very well-credentialed and researched items like vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin A, and mushrooms, a few others, zinc. The conventional mainstream media will never talk about this, so I do encourage you to perhaps learn on your own if you are interested. I do have a national podcast called The Holistic Navigator. I've had two physicians on there that actually speak on this topic. So The Holistic Navigator, if you want the details, please do that. Nutrition World is servicing the public as we always have for 41 years. We will still do curbside. We do online delivery. We do local delivery. And we are allowing a limited amount of people in to shop at the store. We sterilize everything. My employees wear masks. We're not stupid crazy about, you know, going totally overboard, but we're doing everything common sense and following every regulation. We do sell foods. We sell the ground beef, the buffalo, the salmon. We sell baby food, pet food, a lot of good things that people need. And I do want to say that we're offering to the Chattanooga community the Zunta bar, which is what I formulated, and you've had that, Dr. Green.
And I've been living on some.
And that's exactly what a lot of people have been doing, because it's actually a whole meal, but it's a healthy meal, not some of the junk food bars that you actually see in many places. We're giving away to anyone who comes into Nutrition World and says, I heard this on Vital Health Radio, you get 6 Zunta bars. That's worth $20, people. As long as we have stock on the Vanilla Crunch, we're going to be giving away 6 to every person who comes in. This would help people if they are like short of money and they can't quite, you know, meet their calorie needs. I can assure you this will meet those needs very healthily. So Zunta Bar, mentioned Vital Health Radio, come in Nutrition World. We do have limited hours still a little bit. We've cut back, but I see a lot of people still needing desperately our product, and they are accessing it through whatever the comfortable means there are. So I do want to say real quick, and, you know, we are, you and I both, Dr. Green, we look on the positive side. It was not that easy to do early on because we did not have the really solid information. We didn't know where we were heading. We still don't know fully, but we're getting more information. This morning, actually, on one of the major news networks, one of the physicians in Washington was on, and he was saying how long, well, they had a chart on the TV screen, how long does COVID-19 actually live on surfaces? Well, this new study came out that said that if you have a surface that is 75 degrees at 80% humidity, which is summertime, it lives 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Aerosol, summertime, 75 degrees, 20% humidity, it lives 1.5 minutes in the air. Boy, what a radical change from early on when we thought it was going to live 12 days and we were going to have to move to another planet. Well, you know, the truth always eventually comes out, because most times, like you said, it's fear-mongering. And I truly believe there's a virus far worse than COVID, and that's called the mental virus coming from the internet and the news media. The amount of people who I've spoke to who was spiraling into no man's land with anxiety, fear, and depression, the number one step they took to be better was to turn the damn news off. And they just get the bullet points. Now, I don't mean stick your head in the sand, but they're not going down the rabbit holes that is so easy to go in once you start looking.
And I will say, it's still okay to sanitize surfaces, sanitize your hands, wear your mask. That's still fine. And, you know, Ed, we were talking just before the show about one of my daughters asking me questions about how long will we wear masks? How long will this? How long will that? You know, all the businesses. you know, giving her my best prediction. But in the end, I had to tell her, I said, we're just, you know, giving you information as I have it right now. But tomorrow it could change. A week from now it could change. And so we're learning as we go. And I think the general public needs to realize that all of the medical professionals are learning as we go. Yes, we know a lot, but we didn't know a lot about this. And I guess people were predicting, you know, long life, almost like spore-like life for this thing. And it's just not the case. So does it mean you don't have to be careful? No, you still should be cautious, but you don't have to be fearful. I think people were terrified of this thing.
Terrified is the perfect word. And when you're terrified, you're frozen. When you're frozen, you can't make good decisions. And I'm completely in agreement. Sanitizing, some distancing, wearing the mask in close, you know, encounters with other people, especially in retail, that makes total sense. I'm doing it every day. I'm not sticking my head in the sand. That's going to reduce the problem of this by significant amounts. And I am washing my hands constantly.
And these are our opinions. I mean, I'm taking everything that I'm learning and then basically telling you what I'm doing, what I'm choosing to do for myself, for my family, and what I'm recommending. You know, there are other people. If you got 10 of us out there, we'll have 10 different opinions. If you get the politicians in on it, there's 10 more opinions. So it's okay, I think, to have different opinions. But, you know, I want to express that, yes, that's a personal opinion based on my understanding of the science right now.
Absolutely. And that's all we can do is base it on our own past experience, the experience of the science, and our own intuition. You and I both have decades of watching health viruses and everything else, so we
and also make, how I want to live my life. I don't want to live in fear all the time either.
No, I don't either. Guess what? It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing an interesting therapy, an IV nutritional therapy from a physician here in town. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we have a wonderful guest that I had met maybe 4 months ago, a physician named Dr. Curley. And he has several, I think six or seven locations called Fast Access here in town. But what's intriguing to me about him, and it came through the grapevine, was the fact that, you know, he actually embraces the conventional, traditional very, very well. But he also has a nice belief in holistic and nutritional background and basis for helping people to be healthy. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Curley.
Hey, well, thank you. It's very nice to be here with you guys.
You know, my daughter, one of my employees, Adam, that Dr. Green knows from the show, and myself met you at Panera back in the days when we could actually meet at restaurants, which is coming soon.
Right.
It is. And I was kind of like speechless because you offer so many modalities, and what you have is the walk-in type of clinic. So kind of explain to people what you are. And the reason that I'm the most excited, which we'll get to, is the IV therapies with nutrients. But at this point, tell people what you have and what why they might be interested in what you are offering.
Sure. So we started off as typically a walk-in type service, even before that was a niche per se, or even urgent care was really a term. And with the internal and medicine and emergency medicine background, transitioned into, you know, opening clinics where people could walk in and get easy access, because, you know, a lot of people were utilizing the ERs for things that they really didn't need to. We've seen that quite a bit, and that continues to today. And then we transitioned on into more primary care because more people were coming back and just utilizing us. So we thought we would add a comprehensive approach. And so from there, it morphed into primary care with a lot of modalities and trying to offer more services that would help us get to better, you know, have better understanding and really know the person in a more comprehensive manner. And then also be able to offer them, you know, what would be traditional medicine, but in a holistic approach, because we take a very firm belief, similar to you guys, that that there are some natural items that we really should be looking at. You know, there's the mainstream medicine. It does not fix everything. I have a personal story at some point, but where we've seen it fail, but also we know that there's a lot more than just some of the very narrow approaches that we really need to look into. And of course, and thankfully, our patients are much more open to you know, mindset to look at some, you know, more natural items and in a holistic approach nowadays.
They're much more open than most doctors, I will say.
Correct. That's correct. Yeah. By far.
Well, you've established a type of system where I think, well, I know that you are wise enough, or at least intuitive enough, to know this is the future. And I could, like I was telling Dr. Green before you came on the show, I've had more physicians recommend their patients to come to Nutrition World during this virus epidemic pandemic in order to boost their immune system just with basic good stuff. I mean, we're talking vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin right. A, some mushrooms, not anything crazy, because so much of this, you don't have to be out there on the fringes to embrace nutritional right. support by any means. What I really love is talking sometime, we want to speak just a minute here about IV therapies. Mm-hmm. And I know you gave a personal story of your own, one of your children once that was having some issues, and nutrition really helped turn them around. And if you'd followed the standard protocol, it might not have turned out as well. Well, I used to, at Nutrition World, we had a clinic downstairs that did IV therapies. And I was literally an addict. I really loved IVs. I would go down there on a whim and say, stick the needle in me, and I would choose which bag I wanted. I wanted glutathione, or I wanted ribose. Ribose, and I'm not going to get into that, but it made me Superman. Anybody who wants to go from 50 push-ups to 100, just get a ribose IV, and you will do that day. It doesn't last that long, but it's really cool stuff. But vitamin C is the one that I truly love. Now, I know that you know 10 times more about this than I do, but because of the nuttiness that I am, I would go down and get about a 8,000 milligram in the bag, 8 grams of C. And normally, I think, at least at that clinic, they were using 2 hours to administer it. Well, I would just reach up there and crank that daggum knob up. I'd do it in 35 minutes.
Wow.
And not everybody can do that, because I got tough arteries and veins and stuff. But this thing, and if you read a lot about some of the practitioners in New York, they have been using IV vitamin C during this viral epidemic pandemic, and it is helping some people greatly, actually. So tell people about IV nutritional therapy, and you do go to homes to do this?
We're actually just offering that service with home care.
That is yes. So cool. I told a client today about that. So tell, you know, why would IVs be so beneficial to people?
Well, initially, you know, the very first aspect to discover is you know, the act of hydration. You know, we walk around dehydrated. The majority of the world, we do not drink enough water as is, and then we collectively, many of us use too much caffeine as our energy source, which also, you know, is a diuretic, and there's lots of different aspects of why we're dehydrated, but just the simple hydration status, you know, it's a lot faster and a lot better to be able to do it through the IV. And so, because this is a direct approach, you know, we're putting in, yes, we are talking about needles, and you're right, people usually do get past that piece once they have experienced the benefits mm-hmm. and how well they feel. But nonetheless, hydration is key first, and that's also a basic building block to a good immune system mm-hmm. and good really everything, because we have to be adequately hydrated. You know, we need those kidneys flushed. We need our tissues to be able to have adequate hydration. And then moving on into the specifics of what we add, you know, if we ate a perfect diet, then okay, you know, that's one big aspect. But in, you know, in the Western culture, our diet is grossly deficient on across the board. So, you know, the ability to put in some vitamins and minerals and things that we know that have been well studied, that we know that enhance your immune system. Again, what we're talking about from a lay term is building blocks. We want to add the building blocks. It's just like adding enough protein you know, even down to, if we want to talk about amino acids. You know, cellular function is, it really requires the right fuel for it to function appropriately. So if we want our immune system, which is our defense systems, to work correctly and all organ systems work correctly, we've got to feed it the building blocks that will allow it to in the right kind of fuel. And I know, I understand that you guys understand this, but when we've explained this to our patients, and just talking in general lay terms, is we're going to give you some things that will help enhance your immune system and your overall function so that your body can do what it was designed to do.
I love that. Build up the body's own ability to do what it was already designed to do.
Correct.
And many medications save lives, but they actually don't always enhance the mechanism that we already have to do that. I know people out there listening, most people have never had an IV nutrient. Have you ever had one, Dr. Green?
Never. I was just thinking about that.
Hey, you.
I stay away from doctors whenever I can.
Here we go. Well, you know, you and I, we made an agreement that we're going to go down and do the cryo chamber.
There's so much we're supposed to do.
We haven't done it, and of course, we can't right now. We have to do I'll sit in the chair next to you, and we'll go to Fast Access, and you and I are going to get a glutathione or a ribose, if he can do it, and then you'll just see what it's like to be Superman.
No, that would be fantastic. I'm on.
If I had a parent or I had someone or my sister or someone that was really, really suffering with not being able to get well, I guess I would say that word, I would immediately have them either have Fast Access come to their house and do a proper IV or have them go to the clinic. I mean, do most people get like one a week? Is that kind of standard?
Well, the problem, not really a problem, but the request is usually people are asking after they do it once, because some will come in and say, does this really work? And typically by the next day we hear, mm-hmm. Hey, how often can I do this?
Yep.
You know, when's the next one? And so I have to limit, you know, say, okay, let's be realistic about the, you know, how many times we actually want to, mm-hmm. to place an IV in your arm. But yeah, most people, you know, they find such a great benefit. Our typical response is, I feel better overall. Mm-hmm. I think clearer. I rest better. I have more energy. I feel like, but I'm just overall functioning at a much better mm-hmm. capacity. And it's a bit of a surprise to them and how fast it works.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, I'm glad my patients have been listening to me. They come in, how are you doing? I'm doing great. You know, I've been on vitamin C, D, and A, like you said. I've got the Manuka honey at home, and I'm on my garlic. I'm like, wow. You know, and so, but they're really doing well. And, you know, I've been very surprised the patient population has stayed as healthy as they have over the coronavirus. But I'm curious, what are the most popular maybe two or three IV therapies you do?
Okay, going into ingredients, because we do have some people who come in educated and they say, hey, this is specifically what I'm looking for. But the typical the typical IV that we use would be vitamin C, a B12, B complex, glutathione. We use some magnesium. But that's probably the most common for those things. And obviously, as people are starting to understand about glutathione, that's becoming much, much more popular.
Well, glutathione to me is like the king daddy of encouraging your body to be able to get rid of any toxic materials and actually feed the whole system from a antioxidant standpoint. If we had enough glutathione, I swear I think you could drink gasoline and you would just detox from it and you would not have any harm, because that's how powerful that nutrient is. Well, guess what? As we age, we start getting less and less and less of it. And so when you do a glutathione like I used to do, you're right. I wanted one every freaking day because I felt so good. And I felt like I was 15 years old.
Well, yeah. We can always place a pick line in you.
Will you do that for me, my friend?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Now, and speaking specifically about glutathione, I ask lots of patients about, hey, are you familiar with glutathione? And most say no. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, initially getting over that hump of, okay, what is this word you just used? Why have I never heard of this? And I say, okay, this is not an unusual item. In fact, you know, just like I can draw CBC or chemistry, we can draw your glutathione levels in your blood.
Really? I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
It's at our fingertips. You know, we use, you know, very mainstream labs for the majority of what we do. And sure enough, I can draw your level and there's no guesswork. I can tell you exactly where it is.
This is amazing. Ed Jones has never had his glutathione level checked.
It will be done soon.
You've had
me
your stool sample done, but not that.
But as far as the glutathione goes, we're talking about how incredible it is. It's true. As far as the anti-inflammatory, it is an ultimate anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. And from a biochemical standpoint, it's, you know, there's redundant pathways. It's important because your body has different mechanisms to be able to utilize it. And there's some fantastic studies out there that prove this. But it is, you're right. It's impressive as far as its ability and what it can do, the benefits for your body.
And how long is the average infusion from my standpoint? We don't do infusions, and so is it 2 hours like Ed was saying, or do you squeeze it in over 30 minutes?
No. Ed is different and much braver to mm-hmm. be able to try to do it quicker. But we typically it's about an hour.
Okay.
And initially, our initial consultation, we do talk to people a little bit longer, but about average is about an hour.
Cool. That is so interesting. And again, all these things you use are natural. I actually have a book at Nutrition World from 1934 that Merck wrote on vitamin C that really documents some of the benefits. This was in 1934. You know, humans are the only of a group of only three other animals on Earth that can't produce their own vitamin C. Every animal but us can do that. When they get sick, they make the equivalent of 10,000 milligrams. Something we get lost along the way kept us from doing it. That's why, one, is I supplement. Fast Access is the name of your clinics. You have six. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir, in the area, yes.
And that's all over Chattanooga?
Correct. So okay. We're into Cleveland as far as Dunlap and
beautiful,
and around Chattanooga.
Any in North Shore?
No, not yet.
But he's growing. A very, very smart businessman and a very experienced physician. I'm so excited to have Fast Access here. And, you know, it's easy to look into the information. Just Google it and look under Fast Access, and you're open 6 days a week or seven?
The clinic's open 6 days a week. We're expanding our IV services. You'll see that our main infusion center is at Lifestyle. It's so Lifestyle infusions you see on social media, but under Fast Access Healthcare.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Curley, so much for everything you're doing and for coming in to Vital Health Radio. It's time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about the foods and the way to get through this virus thing. I've got a couple points I want to make, and that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and here we are in the third segment, and that was very interesting about IVs, and of course, I always have to...
And we have to do that sometime. I mean, we make all these plans, and then we get busy, and we both have busy lives, but well, we have to follow through on some of these
things. When this whole pandemic settles down, we got two in the book. We were going to do a cryo chamber and an IV.
And a float tank. We wanted to try float tanks, yeah. And I actually saw, gosh, I'll have to try to remember, but there was a movie with float tanks, and it was hilarious.
Really?
It was a comedy. I'll try to remember, and we'll talk about it on the air, but it was extremely funny. And so we'll talk about that later and make sure I can mention the movie on the air.
Well, I have done many, many float tanks in my life, and I love it. The place downtown is beautiful, and I certainly hope that they're going to keep going after all of this, because it is one of the best ways to disconnect and to journey through kind of a funny internal system where you lose connection to everything. Because when you're in a float tank, you're in all this water that's got like 500 pounds of salt in it, and the temperature is the same as your body. So after 20 minutes, you lose connection to light because there's none. You don't know where your skin begins and where it ends because you become one with the water and the salt. And it gives you puts you in a position of of floating, not only physically, but emotionally?
Well, for a few months of my life, and I can't remember if we've talked about this, I had the privilege of living in Panama City Beach for just 3 to 4 months. It wasn't a long time. It was in between 2 years of med school. One of the things I love to do is to go out and do ocean swimming. Mm-hmm. So I would head out there, but sometimes I would get out there swimming, and I was so at peace because I was a long way offshore, and I would just roll over on my back and just float because, you know, all that salt water is nice and warm and so peaceful. Now, we had waves, so you couldn't totally relax, but it was sublime. It really was.
Yeah, that's not
who doesn't like water? We both do, but...
Yeah. Well, I do want to say that I wrote a new ebook that's on nutritionw.com on the immune system and nutritionally how to build a robust immune system. So anyone wanting to read something, it's only about 8 pages long, but it's on nutritionw.com. And also, I want to repeat again that the Zunta Bar offer that we're making, anyone who comes into Nutrition World and says they heard this on Vital Health Radio will get 6 vanilla Zunta bars, which is worth $20.
And please drop by and get 6 bars for free, people. Come on.
Yeah, we want to help people, and also I want people to try something that I think is special, which is the
bar. And
they're
really good.
Thank you very much. Have you eaten anywhere with your takeout this week that I need to know about?
Well, I will tell you what. I went by, especially after the tornado, because I used to love Bones. And I do hope they're able to rebuild. But I went out to some friends of mine, Lee's Armando's, which is off of East Brainerd Road right beside CVS. So Lee, the owner, and Keith run that place. And I was so happy to run by and get, I love their chicken salad. So I do get the grilled chicken salad. They make their own honey mustard. That's my nod to unhealthy with that. But it's a big salad. And basically, you're getting a couple of salads for about $4 because you pay about $8 for the whole thing. So fantastic food. Now, for those of you that aren't eating as healthy, they have a lot of typical Southern grill type foods. And I've had some of their, you know, the burgers and the fries and all the other things, and every, you know, hot dogs, everything is superb. So not so much on the healthy side for the most part, but what a fantastic place. I love to support them, and I miss them, and went by and visited them. So Lee and Keith, thank you for keeping Armando's open. Don't stop. We love you.
That's wonderful, and I will say the same to Acropolis and so many other locations. We have to get these places to open, even if they're with restrictions, because if we don't, we're going to lose 50% of these locally owned restaurants, people, 50%.
And you noticed a lot of places, when I have gotten takeout, because I still go to Edley's and Food Works and other places that I like, they'll ask about tipping for the local wait staff. And so a lot of them, they're taking the tips that you give and distributing that citywide, which is a fantastic thing. And I've tried to contribute to that because we do. We want to see these places still be there when all the businesses are opened again.
Absolutely. And, I do believe we're not too far around the corner from the green light again. Again, there will be restrictions. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm all about common sense, distancing, washing hands, wearing masks if we have to.
Well, somebody called it at CHI. We're talking about open up the offices. Thought it was funny at the time. They called it a soft opening. But in a way, it's a gradual reopening and move back to normalcy. And it's going to be a process. And let's get out there and enjoy.
Process is right. And, this will never be a totally safe world. And we just have to find the middle ground of common sense. We have to maintain business. We have to maintain health of the community. There is a middle ground for both of those. I do want to say that tonight I did eat at Hana, which is the Japanese place over by the mall. Got it, of course, takeout, and actually brought it to the station here and ate with my partner before we actually went on the radio. I do love Farm to Fork, and one of my employees did get rain delivered, the rain Thai place delivered last night, and they felt it was delicious. Now, Sweet Basil to me, I love also the Thai from Sweet Basil. I want to make a plug for, I've, for the first time in my entire adult life, have not worked out now, what I call a workout, for, I guess, 5 weeks, maybe 6, but 5. I'm learning to not be so rigid in my demands on myself, and so part of this change of life is a real builder for me to learn to be at peace with what I used to perceive would be disastrous. Well, it's not. I'm doing okay. Will I get back to working out? Yes, I will. But what I did was, I know there's a lot of people still staying at home. They're not going to the gym. And I put together a workout program with my personal trainer, Mackie Pierre from Max Fitness. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. And what it will be is an 8-minute workout that you can do at home with your basic furniture. And the only weight you would need for the arm curls would be, you could use bags of sugar. You could fill up, like Mackie said, empty gallon jugs with a half of the gallon jug filled with water based on your strength level. But everything else is based on a couch, a chair, and a floor. And if you go to Facebook, nutritionw.com or Nutrition World, you can see Mackie and me talking. I'll talk you through the exercise, and he demonstrates.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out, Ed. You know, I do that myself. And have for years, and I've taught my patients there's so much you can do with just a table, chair, floor. You know, I'll go outside like I've been jogging, find a tree limb. You know, there's so many things you can do in pull-ups. So people think you can't exercise, but I've been pleasantly surprised to see other crazy people like us out there doing the same thing.
Yep, you can. And the thing is about this workout, it's pretty tough. So it's, if someone's not in any shape, this would be too hard. This would be more for the guy like yourself who's in real, you know, good shape already, but wants to push himself with just being at home in an 8-minute workout. The only piece of equipment that Mackie was using that we would have to have would be a jump rope. Other than that, everything you will have in your house. So
if you try it and it's a little too hard, just do it for a little less time, less repetitions. I'm not sure what everything is in your workout, but I'm sure they could back off just a little bit and still try it.
They could, and they could jump rope without a jump rope and pretend they have a jump rope.
Yeah, you know, we've done that in the office. I forgot to tell you, I got around doing push-ups and jumping jacks in the office in the back hall. So hopefully none of the patients did see that they were in the office, but we're trying to keep ourselves active even at work.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed in myself. I've just fallen off the wagon, but I'm still eating healthy as best I can. I drink a green drink every day because I cannot get the green vegetables I normally get. And I'm, again, really preach and philosophize about what I call the core four. If we put together these four supplements, I actually call it core four plus, the multivitamin, the omega-3, the probiotics, the green drink, and vitamin D, your immune system will be far better just with that alone, plus everything, your elimination, your energy levels, your detoxing. So the core four, you can go to nutritionw.com, type in core four. You can read all about it.
And we've been doing a lot more cooking at home as so many people. So I've learned how to cook more, a lot of steaks. I use some of the bison I got at Nutrition World. So, you know, a lot more salads, but, you know, it's been a lot more home cooking. But I have made a purchase. You'll have to ask me next week, and I'm going to try putting broccoli and Brussels and other things in there, an air fryer. But I saw where someone was doing air frying of the vegetables, and I'm going to try that, and they looked really good. There's a local restaurant. I'm trying to think which one. I'm drawing a blank, but they have a burned Brussels. Maybe you know which place. I loved them. So good. And it's Gilman Grill.
That's what I was going to say.
It was Gilman.
Yep.
And I really like those. Not everybody does, but you can make a version of those in the air fryer. And I'm going to see what kind of healthy things I can make in that. That's my new gift to myself for coronavirus sequestration at home.
Well, I ordered a chess game. I haven't played in 25 years. I just checked Amazon. It's on the way. So
fantastic.
Going to get back into the chess. I've been playing gin.
Ever play my son at chess, by the way.
Oh, I talk to your son on the phone. I will never play your son at chess. I can tell he is super, super smart.
I won't do it again.
Well, I'm going to teach somebody to play who's never played, so hopefully I will be able to beat her. plus playing gin. I've learned, but I used to play gin with my dad when I was growing up. Hadn't played in 25 years, but, you know, we do things we got to do right now. So I'm playing gin, the card game, as I drink tequila. So,
you know, some of the simple things in life I've learned to reappreciate, just simple things, sitting on the porch and talking for hours, just getting to know people again, spending time with your friends and family. I mean, these are just those simple pleasures in life that maybe we forgot because you and I were at the gym and we were working and we were doing this and doing that. And like Martha of the Bible, we got so caught up in so many things and forgot what was important. So maybe we've rediscovered a few things that we had passed by.
I don't think there's any doubt. And I do believe sincerely there will be some parts of this endeavor that we're all swallowed up in right now that will be looked back on with almost missing it. These downtimes that may never come again if we get back in that fast pace of life. The other thing I will not miss, which I might turn around and be back into before I know it, is the internet. I have completely disconnected myself from news media and social media from a aspect of gossip or fear mongering. I have to tap into it some because I'm in business, but it has been such a pleasure to not tap on the news every morning and every night to see what's the current events, because I've just really learned that, you know, the headlines are not accurate. The things
That's
they make
true.
Headlines from some of the information is relatively accurate, but the people writing the headlines are doing things, as you said, to sell the news.
I pick one TV news source and I'll just watch 30 minutes of it. Yeah. And sometimes I get fed up and I turn it off.
Yep.
And LinkedIn has a very good COVID update every day. And so I read that because it gives you a mix of medical and business.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like LinkedIn pretty well. When you're a business, you have to be in social media. There's no doubt. In fact, today I did my first Instagram video on the Holistic Navigator. And what I talked about was actually this hand sanitizer that I just showed you earlier.
Which I tried and is very nice.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
It's made by a company called Pranarom, and they make essential oils.
Is that the French one?
They're the French one. Man, yeah. That memory just amazes me. They're actually a prescription in France. And this hand sanitizer is only like $5, and it has the right amount of everything. Because I did an interview on the Holistic Navigator with this cardiologist, Dr. Wolfson, and we talked about the virus. But you know what? Half of what he talked about was something that, you know, certainly rings true with me. We need to be sanitizing, sterilizing. But you know what? Some of these chemicals we're using is toxic, people, and it's going into our bodies when you apply them.
Well, think about it. If it's killing things, doesn't it have to be toxic?
Well, now, alcohol's not. I mean, it's less toxic.
Too much. It still dries your skin, if nothing else. So there's going to be a negative impact if you overdo it.
It will. But some of these terribly long lettered chemicals that, you know, or you could not pronounce, many of those are not legal in most countries. And I think EWG is an app that you can go on to read all about this. But it's concerning to me, especially for children. I really encourage people to look into more.
How about that one that gave you, like, for foods and the green little leaf it would show you? What was the name of that one?
Yeah, I don't remember. EWG.
Was it Food Scores and Healthy Living?
No, I don't know.
Wondering if you could do the same thing with that app. I'll have to try it.
But EWG tests all the things you put on your skin and rates it from 1 to 5. And, you know, we think that our skin is impervious. It's not. It's a porous.
It's the largest organ in the body.
Yeah. And I know there's a stuff we sell called DMSO at the store. You know, it's been used in the veterinary industry. And if I put 4 drops of DMSO on my foot, I taste it in about 20 seconds. It shows you the power of absorption. And the only reason you're not tasting the chemical you put on, because it doesn't have a taste when it gets inside. DMSO has a sulfur compound to it. So I rub it if you rub it on a foot, then you're going to taste it in 20 seconds. It shows you the power of what you put on your skin. So
why do you think we have transdermal drugs?
There you go. Hey, you gave me you suggested a transdermal patch for me. You suggested, and I got one. And
they work.
It was... I really was having nerve issues, and nerves are harder to address than, say, muscles, tendons, and ligaments, but it made such a difference because it absorbed through the skin. So thank you for that recommendation.
You're welcome.
And it's time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you so much, Ed. The Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com, or just download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. Now, today we are talking about the strength God provides whenever we face trials of anxiety, fear, and worry. Let's start with Psalms chapter 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Anxiety is like a looming giant enemy waiting to attack us. It taunts and intimidates us. it can incapacitate and paralyze us. And frankly, anxiety can be deadly. The cousins of anxiety, fear, worry, panic, and dread, as well as depression, are complex feelings and emotions. There are numerous factors that can cause us to fall into the grip of anxiety or depression. Spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, and genetic factors, as well as circumstances in which we find ourselves. Anxiety and depression can cause us to shut out those we love and those that love us, diminishing our ability to deal with life in general. We cannot dismiss these feelings with a shrug of our shoulders and a shake-it-off mentality. That just does not work. Each of us experiences anxiety or depression at some point in life. And certainly I have, and have made mistakes as I learned along the way how to fight for victory. Well, I've learned ways to overcome and have emerged on the other side with hope. You are not alone in this struggle. We are all in this together. And part of my calling is to help others walk into the victory we all so desire. The key is not a plan, some plan to follow. The key is in Jesus himself. He understands our anxiety and fears because he has been here and he suffered right alongside us. Well, frankly, he suffered more than any one of us ever will. Stress and anxiety and fear, well, they're normal in life. And for this reason, the Bible talks about these feelings hundreds of times. Psalm 23 is a wonderful example of this. You may not be in control of your circumstances, but you have control over your response to your circumstances. David, in the 23rd Psalm, finds comfort in the fact that even though his life was in danger, he was able to fear no evil because his God was with him to guide and comfort as well as defend him. So, put your hope and your faith in Jesus to guide and comfort you through your difficult times and finally to victory. I like to meditate on 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. In my mind, my inner spirit, I remind myself that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but rather one of power, love, self-discipline, sound mind. This is the spirit that helps me to victory over hardship and stress and anxiety. This is the spirit that helps me get out of bed every day. This is the spirit that makes me attack each day, to own each day, because God fills me with an ability to live fiercely, and he is always with me and will never, ever forsake me or you. Be you fiercely. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, as always, my friend. I'm sure that fell on many, many ears who were welcoming it into their own heads and hearts. And, you know, some days it is hard to get up. It's hard despite the fact that I've still got everything going for me. I wasn't killed in the tornado. I was right in the midst of it. I have a business who's still functioning. And yet there's some kind of collective consciousness of fear and anxiety that is palpable. I mean, you can just feel it in the thick air sometimes. And what an inspirational message. So thank you so much for that. I see people all the time, as you do, Dr. Green, certainly in a different type of atmosphere. But I just see a lot of people who have kind of lost their sometimes faith in their own bodies, their own powers, their own strengths as far as healing.
Well, haven't we? We've all lost faith before.
All lost faith. The thing is, I like to believe, and I do know, at least in my heart of hearts, that we can help people through that with support, also with tools that they can put in their toolkit. You have plenty yourself. You have the fact that you offer a whole platform of options that can help people to feel more secure with their health. Right now, people feel fragile, and we try to empower them with the right information, because information is going to help them guide themselves into a more secure place. I just want to encourage people to remember that you were born with a body that has already fought at least 50 to 100 viruses. don't read the headlines to a point where you think that there's a 50% casualty rate with this. It's not. It's still extremely low. And of course, people compromised is higher than what you would want. But your body is still magical. And between people like Dr. Green and the right nutrients, you can turn this thing into a very confident journey.
And we've said before that optimism is contagious. And you know what? From a medical standpoint, as well as spiritual, whether you're traditional or non-traditional medicine, a feeling of anxiety and fear and hopelessness actually blunts your immune system. It actually causes you harm. So a spirit of optimism and hope and gladness is, yes, far superior for everything. It makes, you're going to end up living life no matter what. You can go into it with a feeling of hopelessness and despair, or you can go into it with hope and joy, but you're going to go into it either way. So the attitude of your mind does have a direct impact on your body. It just does.
Thank you for that. And yes, you know, when people take large amounts of prednisone, it compromises their immune system. Guess what stress making in your body? Cortisol. It's very, very similar to prednisone. So I think we had an amazing show, Dr. Green. I think people will learn, as they always do, and take some of this to their own life and heart and maybe their loved ones. So I just feel very empowered and very joyous that we are able to share this stuff.
As do I.
That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy, safe, and calm day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.